You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report right now. You know, we were so sure a few days ago that the Nuggets were going to be playing the Miami Heat in the finals. The Heat were up 3-0. They just needed one more. Now the Celtics have come back and won 2 in a row. They won again last night. In fact, they spanked Miami last night.
They looked really good last night.
So now all of a sudden people are saying,
Oh boy.
You know, and the thing is, I think I want us to play Miami because then we'd have home court advantage, right?
Yeah, for the first 2 games, right?
Well, home court would be 4 of the 7 would be played in Denver. If we're playing Boston, we would only get 3 of the 7.
Yeah.
And it would start in Boston. I think that's right. So let's kind of pull for Miami.
I just want them to keep playing because then they'll be tired and we'll be fresh and rested and ready to play.
Or they will be well-tuned and we will be rusty.
Which way is it going to go?
We'll see what happens this weekend. Speaking of this weekend, new movies opening. That live-action remake of The Little Mermaid opens today. There are some new songs in there. The guy who did it was the original composer. Says all the your favorites are in there, like Under the Sea and Jeremy's song, Kiss the Girl.
Oh, yeah. So romantic.
And this is kind of cool. Jodie Benson, who played the original voice of Ariel back in 1989, has a brief cameo in this new live action version.
And I think Dua Lipa does some new song for it. I was reading some of the reviews, and people are saying it's actually pretty decent. It's a pretty good,
that's good
remake.
Well, Katie told us that she really liked
it. Katie saw it, yes. And then a lot of people are still saying that the animals in it are a little too weird and realistic and strange. But you know what? It's a story about a mermaid.
Right, people.
And you're worried about what the animals look like?
Kind of blows my mind that the original is now 34 years old.
Yeah.
Weird. Crazy, huh? Let's see. We've been giving away tickets to see the new Robert De Niro movie. It's also starring stand-up comic Sebastian Maniscalco. We gave away tickets to his show also. So that movie is out today. And then there's some stupid movie with Gerard Butler. That's opening today. Let me read the synopsis of that so you can hear how silly. Gerard Butler is a CIA operative trying to escape Iran with his translator after his cover is blown. And they have only 30 hours to cross 400 miles of hostile territory to reach an extraction point in Afghanistan before they're captured.
Dang.
Intense. Yeah, all right.
Intense.
I should point out we got the news yesterday that those of you who have been so excited about winning Matchbox 20 tickets from your boys in the morning, we got more coming.
Yeah, we do.
Isn't that exciting?
I think all next week during the Mindbender, right? That'll be the prize all next week. And then we got something special on Friday.
And then something special.
Friday, right. Yeah.
And I bring that up because the new Matchbox 20 album called Where the Light Goes is officially released today.
Ooh, okay.
So there you go, Matchbox 20 fans. Get a load of this. Starting next spring, electric vehicles made by Ford will be able to access the 12,000 charging stations run by Tesla. Ford made the announcement with Elon Musk yesterday. At first, Ford vehicles will need an adapter, but then starting in 2025, they'll be designed to work without an adapter.
Wow.
So you can say what you want about Elon Musk. He's got his fans, he's got his detractors, but I'll tell you this, the guy knows how to win.
Yeah.
He was laughed at when Tesla vehicles first rolled out, and now the third largest automaker in the country has come with hat in hand to become his latest customer.
This is a big partnership. Man, and I'm dying to get into one of those Mach-Es. Those Ford ones.
Oh, my God.
They're so cool.
They can't even keep them on the showroom floor.
Cool, but so expensive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of driving, in the great state of Georgia, people don't usually like going to the DMV to get their driver's license because they hate the photo that's taken, right? Well, in Georgia and some other places, they're now coming up with these digital driver's licenses. So you will actually use your own photo. You got to take your own photo. But there are rules, Jeremy, like you need to use a white or off-white background without shadows. And oh, yes, you can't be naked.
Oh, they're no fun.
The Georgia Department of Driver Services had to remind people to, quote, keep things classy, quote, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license.
The neck up? I mean, does it matter?
I don't know.
How low do they go?
It's just funny that they are having to tell people, come on, keep your shirt on.
So obviously this has happened probably hundreds of times and they're getting a little cleave in there or something. And
they're tired of it. They're like, listen.
We can't do this.
Put a shirt on or something.
My eyes are up here.
This will be coming to Colorado soon, so be ready for it. I got some news for nerds quickly for you, too. This is wild. My one of my sisters-in-law was sending me these stories yesterday about these killer whales over in Europe that have started ramming boats and ships. And in the last 3 years, they've slammed into at least 40 different boats and ships. They've now sunk 3 of them. And they're like, what in the world? And now the researchers say they think they figured it out. There was one killer whale that had a bad experience with a ship, like they collided or something.
Mm-hmm. And word got out.
That whale so pissed that she has started attacking every boat and ship she sees. And here's the best part.
Rightly so.
She's teaching her young to do it.
She's telling friends.
They have witnesses on these boats that say she comes up and then it's like her two, what are those, calves? The baby
whales.
I don't know. The babies, she is leading them in and showing them how to ram yachts, boats, and ships.
Funk.
My God.
They are mean. I mean, they're, you know, they think they're all sweet and everything when you see them at SeaWorld, but those are big, mean whales, man. Have you ever seen one eat a sea lion?
Woo-wee. Oh, my God. In bug bite news, if you're susceptible to a lot of mosquito bites, researchers at Auburn University have come up with a type of fabric that is mosquito proof.
Isn't it just a flannel shirt?
I don't know. And then this is a feel-good, a science-y story. There's a 40-year-old guy from Holland who was paralyzed from the waist down a little over 10 years ago. He is now walking again thanks to a new brain implant that doctors came up with. And Jeremy, listen to how this works. It's an implant they put in his brain, and what it does is it bypasses the part of his spine that was injured, and it sends a signal around that to another implant that tells his muscles to move.
That's awesome.
So he still has to use a walker, but, I mean, he is walking, and this, they say this could be a huge development for people who have spinal cord injuries. So medical science is spectacular.
Really neat.
What else is trending?
Well, Denver is doing local businesses a big solid. This story this morning, they're talking about the Nuggies, you know, being in town. It's going to bring in like $60 million during the NBA Finals. I don't know if that was per game or total to the city, but $60 million expected in the city. And what they're doing is they're waiving the 30-day permit process for bars and restaurants that want to expand their area that they're allowed to serve alcohol in. So you don't have to wait the 30 days if you have a bar downtown. You can just, you know, go out on your patio, put a little fence up, throw some chairs out there, and start serving people outside now. And this is a big deal because all these places are still hurting from the pandemic. They're hurting from the recession that we're supposedly not in right now. They're talking about the reduced hours of these places, closing on some days. They can't get help, yada, yada, yada. This is a big deal for some of these small businesses downtown. So I thought that was pretty darn cool that Denver's doing that. If you're heading out of town this morning, I was seeing some video from the airport. It is busy, really, really busy. The security lines were like double long and they were wrapping around the joint. And much like my Costco, you know, there's all that construction going on at DIA and it's making it even worse this morning. So plan ahead for sure.
I don't understand traveling on holidays, man. I just don't get it.
Well, you know, it's the only time people get some time off, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Or you get that extra day, you know, and you don't have to use your vacation day. Speaking of the long weekend, this story here says Americans are planning on spending an average of $356 this weekend at the three big retailers, actually, Walmart, Amazon, and Target. What are you out there buying? Well, another story says beer. 70% of us going to be out buying beer this weekend, followed by wine and hard seltzers. And then you're going to be grilling. Backyard barbecues were the top activity planned for the long weekend. And I'll tell you what, I was out back yesterday. I ran my hand across my Traeger nice and slow. And I was like, soon.
Are you ready for me,
soon,
big boy?
Soon,
are you ready for me?
Oh, it's coming. If you're a hardcore camper, you might enjoy this. There was a recent report that was determining the best and worst states for camping. They had all different kinds of metrics, Dom, like safety and supplies and affordability and camper satisfaction.
Where you're most likely to be eaten by a bear.
I know.
Like that.
Well, California came in number one despite being dead last in safety. What is going on with campers in California? They had the most park deaths within a 10-year period at 300 campers. 300 people died camping. What were they? You're camping wrong at that point. What are you doing? You're just in a sleeping bag in a tent. You might be spot on with the bears. I don't know. But anyway, California came in number one. Of course, Colorado was on the top 10 list, if you can find a spot, because the state is so damn busy anymore. As expected, Tina Turner's music got a massive boost on streaming platforms after she passed away. Yeah. Amazon alone, Dom, What's Love Got to Do With It, has seen an increase of 230,000%. On Amazon streaming.
Right.
Private Dancer was up there at 280,000% more than usual. And of course, iTunes and Spotify had a big bump too. But happens every time, right? Every single time.
Sadly, death is big business in the music world.
It is, man. It really is.
Every time, yeah.
Can you do a fake British accent?
No,
hello.
I saw this story and I thought of you.
Hello.
Because I'm like, all Jeremy can do with the British accent is hello.
Well, this story says 1 in 5 Americans think that their fake British accent is good enough to fool an actual Brit.
Nope.
They say someone from England wouldn't be able to tell.
Nope.
And of course, the dudes are twice as likely to be all cocky about it. Cocky, hello.
No, they can spot you 10
a mile away.
Away.
A mile away. Trending in Screw This Guy, a guy in Kentucky coasted into the closest gas station while running low on gas. He was on fumes. He bought a lottery ticket when he was filling up and won $1 million. Screw that guy. And then I do love this story coming out of North Carolina. They have a new street sweeper there, Dom, and they want to name it. I think they had it narrowed to down to like three names. One was Cleopatra instead of Cleopatra, Cleopatra, Sweep Caroline, dun, 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 and Sweepy McSweep Face, which ended up coming in at number one. So the new street sweeper is Sweepy McSweep Face. I'm a child. I love those stories. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a feel-good clickbait today. You're going to watch it and go, There's a student who uses a wheelchair, and she graduated this week, and her service dog got a diploma, too. The dog's name is Justin. He went with her to all the classes, I guess, all through college. The school gave him his own honorary degree, and of course, he grabbed it with his little doggy mouth, and the crowd went insane.
And I'm watching that, and I'm going, oh, my God, that is the sweetest thing I've seen all week.
Big old goofy yellow lab, too. So sweet. So check out the video. It's a tearjerker on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.